This is Scott Verguin of KSOW LP in Cottage Grove. We have on the line Willow, who's currently involved in the Nanning Creek Tree Sit in Humboldt County, California. Good afternoon, Willow.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. So why don't you let's just get right into it and give us an update on what's going on. And I think we probably have to assume there's a lot of people who don't even know what's going on. Perhaps, hopefully more people know about it than we think. But what's happening?
Well, the Pacific Lumber Company down here is continuing to cut and clear cut ancient redwoods. We just lost 192 acres of pristine ancient redwoods, but we saved anywhere between 1 and 2 acres by actually living up in the trees and tying them together with rope so they can't cut them down.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm looking at right now is pretty much once was forest turned into desert, clear cut along the ridgeline, and it comes right on up to our little Garden of Eden here that we've protected. And this tree that I'm in right now, we call it Spooner, is 336 feet tall. We measured it with a GPS. It is about 35 feet shorter than the tallest tree on the continent.
Hmm.
So it's one of the biggest trees left. And it's surrounded by, we have about 14 or 15 ancient redwood trees. So we're doing the best we can here.
Mm-hmm.
And people can find out more on wesavetrees.org. They can see footage, see what the tree looks like. It's absolutely enormous at the bottom.
Okay, so Willow, are the trees that you have tied together there, are they also imminently threatened? What's the status where you sit?
Yeah, they're all imminently threatened. They would have been cut already, but we were here. We've been here since September, and they've been cutting since November 11th. We've been doing tree sits for years and years, mm-hmm. and protests down here against the Pacific Lumber Company, owned by the Maxim Corporation, to try to slow down the devastation of our watersheds, protect some ancient species, threatened species and endangered species, such as the northern spotted owl,
mm-hmm.
and the marble muirletta, the two poster children, so to speak. And this is perfect habitat for them.
Well, you are about how far up in the tree are you, is your sit, would you say?
Right now I'm about 210 feet up. We weave webs with rope between branches, so it's kind of like a little hammock between
mm-hmm.
the branches, and that's what I'm on right now. We also sometimes put platforms in the tree.
Okay, you're breaking up a little bit, so that everybody understands. If they can't tell already, we're communicating. You have a cell phone, I believe, which makes sense. I don't think you have a telephone hardwired into the tree.
No.
Well, let's drop back just a little bit. We'll get back to the issues involved in this and the kinds of things that people could do to help, perhaps. But I know that having gone down to Northern California in just the past few days, I know that it hasn't been the most, what should we say, comfortable weather in the past week or so. Is it has that affected you at all? I can imagine winds would be quite interesting, but I know there's been a lot of rain as well.
Yeah, it's one of the more challenging aspects of living up in trees, and I'm sure the people sitting up in Oregon, too, those tree sits will
mm-hmm.
agree. They even have snow there, but we're lucky we're Californians, we don't get that. But I mean, it's a little scary. I mean, I hear trees falling in the storm, and you're wondering if you're going to be next. Tree.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, after they cut, there's less canopy, and so there's less resistance to the wind. So there's more wind shaking the tree, and it can be scary. It's kind of like being on a ship. It rocks back and forth. We say that we're sailing the high seas and or the high trees.
Yeah.
This is a lot better. I was actually in a tree for a year and a half up in freshwater and named Jerry, and that was on top of a ridge right by the coast. So this is a lot easier compared to that.
Okay, so it's a bit more protected. So how many people are involved in your, I know it fluctuates, I'm sure, but about how many people are involved in the active tree sit right now?
Well, in the active tree sit, it fluctuates. People have things to do, and we go for resupplies into town, but anywhere from, you know, 3 to 8 people out here, and, well, we have to protect the village from climbers, because they'll send up climbers into the tree and forcefully remove us, so we have to devise defenses for it and have to have enough people to go out on the defenses.
Right.
Otherwise, they'll just cut the ropes and then fall the trees, and we've lost a lot of ancient redwood because of that. So we keep a good defense.
So,
but actually, one of the climbers who did the extraction a couple years ago in 2003 is being sued, and so we're finding some justice there.
Okay, so that might be put a damper on some of that activity.
We hope.
So is it fairly easy for people to get there if they were to come and support? Or what? Let me not say it that way. How about, what's the best way for people to support, all the way up to if you're looking for folks to come and join you or to join in the support?
Yeah, we've been asking around for people to come and come live up here and protect these trees. They can call me if they want. I'll give out my number.
Okay.
The pager number is 707-618-9181. I'll hook you up. I'll tell you what it's about, or somebody up here will, and we'll get you a guide to guide you out here.
Is it fairly accessible in terms of distance if somebody were to hike there?
Well, they'd have to have a guide. Mm-hmm. We're actually right across the street from the headquarters of the Pacific Lumber Company and their mills, so we can hear the whistles on their mills. And it's about an hour and a half hike into the woods from there.
Okay, so you're near Scotia?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
The company town of Scotia.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. All right, well, that places it for me anyway. Right off 101, not too far from 101, really.
Yeah, it's right on 101.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually go take a tour if you want.
Okay. Yeah, have the mill.
And then come on out here.
All right. So, what's the prognosis here? Do you think you're going to have to sit there for quite a long time to keep them from cutting it? Or are they fairly close to finishing this particular unit?
We're not sure how close they are to finishing the unit, but the Save the Redwood League in San Francisco, before they even started cutting, offered to buy all 192 acres, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And they were turned down by PL, and they decided to cut it anyway, which was a big loss. And so I guess if PL would be willing to sell us what we've saved, what's left, then I think that's their chance. Otherwise, with other sits, we saved 3 ancient redwoods and a couple second growth last year by sitting out the THP, because it's a 3-year contract to cut the tree.
All right. Well, almost every tactic we use for fighting to save the trees and of course other issues, you win some, you lose some, obviously, and folks like yourself that have been sitting in trees over the years have won a lot, and one of the things you have won is the hearts and minds of a lot of people in terms of seeing it and heard about what's going on and understand the dedication that you all have. This is not this is not for the weak at heart.
Oh no, it's scary up here.
Yes. And obviously you are looking for all kinds of support, certainly people to come join you who feel like they can, are in that place in their life to do that, but there's plenty of things I'm sure that people can do. Can go to wesavetrees.org to check out ways to help you. I'm sure you need funding, you probably need material of some kind, just food, you name it. Is that correct?
All of that. All right. They can donate there online too.
All right. So, Pacific Lumber, are you fairly familiar? I'm sure you are with, you probably know more about them than you wish you knew, but there's been rumors for quite a while of them going bankrupt, disappearing, whatever. Is there any news on that front?
Right, well, that's been going around because they're owned by Maxim Corporation CEO Charles Hurwitz, who has a pattern of buying up companies and then draining them of everything they're worth and running them into the ground. So what they're doing out here with all 210,000 acres in Humboldt County is cutting as much as they can, as fast as they can. No thought for the future. The trees can't grow back and soon enough. And so not only the environmental devastation, but he's running, you know, however many workers out of a job.
Right.
Whenever it collapses, and it looks like it's collapsing soon.
So basically, you might say they're liquidating their assets in terms of the trees, unfortunately.
That's exactly what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it pisses us off.
Well, I understand that.
And actually, a lot of residents around here, too, who have been, you know, friendly neighbors with PL and some XM bought them,
mm-hmm.
and being flooded out because of the clear cuts and all the landslides and putting more sediment into the stream and less carrying capacity. So when it rains, oof, you know, they got problems.
Right. And they're being pointed out to them right now, apparently, from what it sounds like. There's been a lot of slides. And
every year, yeah. They suffer a lot.
Okay, so it sounds like you can't see into the future, but you may be there for quite a while.
Right, yeah, as long as it takes. You know, we have people who can give me a break if I need a vacation, but...
Okay.
Yeah, we might be here a while.
Okay, are there specific people that folks say who hear this in Illinois, dreaming, you know, that people are going to listen to this on the internet and hear it in Illinois, something that they can do, that they are concerned and share your beliefs and what stand with you, that something they can do, someone they can call. I mean, obviously they could send you money, then go to the website.
Yeah.
We'll do it again, wesavetrees.org. Is there somebody that you're looking for folks to call or right now, like Pacific Lumber, for example?
Yeah, I'll give you Pacific Lumber's number. It's 707-764-2222. You'll get a secretary, and you can ask to speak to the president of PL and leave like hundreds of messages.
Mm-hmm.
Come to not cut the rest of Nanning Creek and to sell it to Save the Redwoods League, and hopefully we'll get something done that way.
Okay,
yeah.
So you said Save the Redwoods League.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get that on the internet along with the interview. Let me see. Well, Willow, anything else that you'd like to share with folks at this point about what's going on or related to the issue?
It is so amazing out here. I mean, not even just being on the ground, but being up in the trees, you get to see, really see what this forest is all about. So I just wish for you to come down and if you ever get a chance and check out these redwoods, because I've never seen anything like it in the world. And it's really worth all our effort.
Yeah, that's great. And tell us again about the specific tree that you're in. I think it's amazing how the size of this tree.
Oh, my goodness. It's about 14 feet in diameter at the base, 336 feet tall. That's about 35 feet shorter than the tallest redwood in the area and in the whole world, really.
That's incredible. Incredible. Well, thank you for spending time with us, and thank you for what you're doing. You're obviously fighting the good fight, and we'll do what we can, and please give a call if there's something that you think that we need to share with folks, okay?
Well, thank you.
All right, so hang on when this is done, and I'll make sure that you have the contact information here and all that. We've got it all together, okay?
Yeah, I'll grab a pen.
Okay, thank you. We've been talking to Willow, who is up the... What's the name of the tree again?
The tree's name is Spooner, but it's the Nanning Creek tree.
Okay. Well, Willow is up Spooner in the Nanning Creek tree sit in Humboldt County, California. This is Scott Berguin at KSOW LP in Cottage Grove.